Hey, if you like us and think we're doing a good job, please leave a 5-star rating on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this. It really helps grow the show.
Also, check out the video version of the podcast at our YouTube channel at youtube.com/c/hapa supremacy.
And now, let's get into what's happening. Hey, what's happening? Episode 85. I am Shane.
And I'm Nico.
And we have the first time that this guy has been on the show, he's been hounding us. He's like, I got to be on the show. I got to get on the show. Come on, when are you going to have me on the show? No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, he's a man known on Twitter.
Like our show is really important, right?
Well,
our show is super important.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I like to think so.
Okay. It is.
Yeah, thanks. But yeah, it's a man on Twitter. He's known as a gent le man. You know, he's kind of French, I guess. You can call him that.
But, Le Mans.
Le Mans, there you go. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How are y'all?
Doing all right?
I'm doing all right. It's just too hot here. I don't know.
No, I understand. I'm only a little north of you guys, so in Oklahoma. It's just as hot here.
I didn't know you were from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
No, we'd be enemies because we're from Dallas.
I mean, we got better football, and that's about it.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not really into football, so you guys can. And you're not even a Cowboys fan, so I guess there's nothing to fight about.
Because even though I live in Texas, I'm not a Cowboys fan. So,
well, I mean, all we got here is college,
right?
So
the Sooners, and well, no, Oklahoma State is called the Cowboys, right?
Yeah, they're called the Cowboys.
That's confusing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's college football, so it's a little different.
Yeah, they're not the same.
I don't know the difference.
It'd be funny if there was like a Dallas Cowboys, and then up north they had like a, for some weird reason, they had like a Boston Cowboys or something. It's like, why is there two Cowboys? It doesn't make any sense. It's kind of like with basketball when like the Jazz or the Utah Jazz, that makes no sense with the Jazz because originally they were New Orleans Jazz. That makes more sense, but then they just kept the name Jazz.
In football, they changed like whenever the Houston Oilers left.
Right.
You know, they went to Tennessee.
Yeah.
There's no oil in Tennessee, so they called themselves the Tennessee Titans.
Right.
Which also doesn't make sense because, you know, Greek mythology didn't start in Tennessee, so.
Right. I mean, it sounds cool. I mean, it's a nice name, I guess.
I mean, you know.
It's not too bad.
It could be. Could be a nice name.
Yeah. But, you know, in terms of the NFL, I'm a 49ers fan, so I'm sure I've lost fans already when they heard that. Oh, 49ers fan? Off. Turning this off.
Okay. Oh, I'm a Broncos fan with the NFL, so I know that I've lost a few people.
Yeah, I'm sure when you got Peyton Manning and then you won that Super Bowl, everyone's like, oh, my God, of course. Of course. But then, of course, some probably were happy when they got their asses beat by Seattle back in that when they get to the Super Bowl that one time, and then one of the quickest touchdown score because it was like the first snap and it went right past his head or something like that. And then, yeah, safety or touchdown or whatever.
Safety is whenever you push him back into their own goal.
Yeah.
Their own end zone.
We're just telling you how football is.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, we're just teaching you. You're going to become the super fan.
Can you imagine if I started getting into football?
Then you'd have something to talk about, I guess, with the other people. Oh, yeah, I know about sports. I know all about that. I just learned that yesterday. So.
Yep.
Well, I'm one of those people that I yell at the TV. So,
so is he. Oh, my gosh.
But, okay, so when the Super Bowl was happening and the Niners were winning, I was over the moon. I was like, oh, this is great. They're actually beating the Chiefs. And then, of course, it ended, just, and I just wanted
it was
to.
Bad.
I wanted to cry.
I'll just say that.
it's like this, like saying that out loud, saying that you wanted to cry over a team you have absolutely nothing to do with.
Right?
Like, why? Like, why am I having this emotion over something I have no control over? But I don't know. It's just how I am, I guess, with this type of thing. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I don't blame you though. I mean, I never want to cry over it. I'm usually like, man, fuck this. This sucks. But
yeah, like I didn't end up crying, but I definitely could tell. I was like, I might end up because it was like this. They're like, they're like I'm pinky nails away.
You got robbed.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, of course, Mahomes had to do with, you know, his magic and, you know, all that good stuff. So, I mean, they're going against a great team, so I can't complain about that. If it was like some shit team, then I'd be like, this is terrible. I don't like it. But they went up against a really good team, so can't complain about that. But anyway, so we're here. We're going to talk about some interesting stuff that's been going on. So finally, and this is kind of old news, but for us, I guess it's new because we haven't talked about it really, but Kamala or Kamala, I don't know how you pronounce her
name. I just call her Kamala.
Kamala.
Is that wrong?
Kamala Ding Dong?
Something like that. Yeah, there you go. The ding dong part's silent. It's not part of her name.
It's super silent.
Yeah.
I'm just pronouncing the full spelling.
Yeah. But she was picked as Joe Biden's vice president. And like for you, what was your initial thoughts when you heard about that?
To be honest, it was more of a, I kind of laughed at it. I was like, no way. After all the shit that she said about him, really?
Yeah.
Oh, but it was just a debate. It doesn't count, you know?
It doesn't count. Doesn't count.
Oh,
it's like a drunken argument. Doesn't count.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of that, we actually have the video of that where she was on the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, who, I mean, I don't know. Stephen Colbert is just kind of whatever. But here's video of her actually saying that. And this is from her Twitter account. And so.
I'm going to play it real quick.
Hopefully it's not too loud.
Because in those debates, you landed haymakers on Joe Biden.
Haymakers.
I mean, his teeth were like chiclets all over the stage. And now I believe you that you're fully supportive of him. How does that transition happen? How do you go from being such a passionate opponent on such bedrock principles for you, and now you guys seem to be pals?
It was a debate.
Not everybody landed punches like you did, though.
It was a debate.
So you don't mean it?
It was a debate. That the whole reason, literally, it was a debate. It was called a debate.
I understand.
Traveled to the debate. There were journalists there covering the debate where there would be a debate.
Because in those,
how many times did she have to say debate? It's like she said like 1,000 times. Like, well, just let everyone know this was a debate.
That was a brilliant way to not answer.
Yeah.
So we didn't mean any of it. It was a debate. That's the Washington equivalent of it was just a prank, bro.
Right, right. And Stephen Colbert was actually kind of, his face was kind of just like, so you didn't mean any of it, like. Are you really telling me?
Do you not believe all those women?
Yeah, right, right, exactly. Yeah, because she was coming out saying, "Oh yeah, I totally believe those people are going up. They're accusing Joe Biden of sexual misconduct and all that." But now I'll totally be his vice president. Yeah, why not?
Psych.
Right.
That just makes me wonder. Like, do those after the debates, they probably just go out to dinner together, right?
Yeah,
probably. They're like, "Huh, that was funny when I called you a racist, right?"
Yeah, but you know who didn't get invited to those dinner parties or dinners or whatever? Tulsi Gabbard, because when she went after Kamala Harris about her, you know, you have put 1,500 so people, you know, black people in jail for marijuana possession and all that stuff, and then when you went on some radio show, you laughed about, "Oh, hey, did you smoke marijuana?"
She suplexed the shit out of her with that answer.
Yeah, and as far as I know, if I remember correctly, Kamala didn't really get back at her after that. But then, of course, the day after the debate, then they did a whole, like, you know, you love Assad, all that, all the usual bullshit that they say about her and all that. So,
well, it's one of those, you know, later on when she was laying in bed, Kamala, after that, she was like, "Fuck, I could have said this."
Yeah,
probably. Yeah. Like, her husband's telling her, "Man, I could have, you should have said this. You should have said that." And you're like, Like George after on Seinfeld, when George was like, "Ah, I should have said this," and he turns around and goes, you know, the jerk store, and everyone's like, "What jerk store? That doesn't make any sense." Anyway, that only like 10 people will get that reference if anyone likes Seinfeld.
I like Seinfeld, and I don't even get it. I don't remember.
You remember it?
I remember.
Hell yeah.
You know, I remember a lot of random things from Seinfeld. Like, Seinfeld probably was one of the bigger. They inspired the generation to say some really random shit. Mm-hmm. Like, double dipping wasn't a known thing before Seinfeld. You know, the whole infamous Bet episode.
Mm. Yep.
I mean, I wouldn't, inspired isn't the right word. Come back to me. I'll remember the word.
It just became part of the lexicon, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Part of the culture, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's interesting to kind of see some people's reactions to it too, because, you know, those people that do, they hate Trump so much, and it's despite all the crap about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, I'm still going to vote for them because they're
all the vote blue, no matter who people.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, those people are the ones that basically let you know that they have absolutely no morals. They won't stand by them. Yeah. They're only when they're popular morals.
That's true. Yeah, because I've seen, well, I'm sure everybody who's on Twitter may have seen that there was a blue check mark guy who said that he'd rather vote for Hitler
mm-hmm.
than Trump.
Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite things that's happening over this whole Kamala Harris thing is they're not even hiding that they're just hoping Biden dies.
Oh, yeah. So that
Kamala Harris can become president.
Yeah, I think there was this CNN opinion piece or something.
New York Times.
New York Times?
Article on it.
Okay, yeah.
I think CNN did one too, because we tried to load it and then it like made our computer all messed up.
Yeah, CNN's weird. But, I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, if there's a couple of major news, like mainstream media covering like the story as if like, you know, whenever he decides to step down, instead of like, you know, if it's more like when he decides to step down.
Is that kind of like their way of like not 100% just outright just blatantly saying it, but is that kind of their way of saying, yeah, Joe Biden is cognitively declining rapidly and we need to do something about this?
I mean, they're definitely hinting at it.
Yeah.
I mean, for how many months was it that they were like, no, 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 everything's fine. He's good. He's good. Right. Now they're like, all right, we can't lie about it anymore. Dude has dementia. He probably ain't lasting a few more years.
Yeah. And I mean, part of me is kind of just wondering, well, I mean, I don't know, maybe he could last a full term. He could if he gets, you know, into two terms, who knows, but I don't know. But, you know, I do think that his, you know, his vice presidential pick, you know, now it being Kamala Harris, is very important because now, in a way, some people aren't going to be voting for Joe. They're voting for Kamala because they're just waiting for that time for her to step in whenever he does, you know, step down or he passes or whatever. So, you know, and I can't remember exactly where it was, but I did see like a couple. It was on some show. It was like a host by a black guy, and some black guest was on there, and they're talking about the marijuana stuff about Kamala Harris. You know, and it's like, hey, you know, you arrested all these black, or you helped keep these black people in jail and all that. So, you know, why didn't you do anything? But then we went on some radio, you know, kind of what Tulsi Gabbard said. But it wasn't like Tulsi. It was like her base, or supposed to be her base. They were saying this too. They're criticizing. You're like, you locked up all mm-hmm. these black people. You didn't do anything about it. What, you know, what's going on there? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing's just kind of weird. That, you know, too. Also, she's like, she's Indian, or maybe she's African American. Who
Indian,
knows?
Indian, half Jamaican.
Yeah,
yeah.
Indian and Jamaican.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know.
Well, and then you'll get the people that they're like, oh, we're only going to vote for her because of that. It's like, okay, but what are her policies?
Right. Yeah.
She's half Indian, half Jamaican. Well, that's not a policy.
Yeah, that's just what she looks like. Yeah. It's like when Andrew Yang was in. An Asian's running for president. I'm vote for that guy because he's Asian. That's it. That's all I got.
I actually know somebody that did vote for him in the primaries just because of that, even after he dropped out. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that, you know, I don't know. That whole thing is just crazy. You know, and Joe Biden didn't really do himself any favors because people can just look at it because he came out before saying that I'm going to pick the best black woman as my VP. But what he should have said was, I'm going to pick the best person as my candidate. Well, yeah.
It's all just lip service. I mean, they don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
They're going to say whatever they think will get their side even more on their side. So they don't either A, not vote, B, vote for a third party, or C, switch sides to Trump. Mm-hmm.
Just taking a moment to say, if you want to help support us, please donate to our Patreon page at patreon.com/whatshappening, or you can donate to us directly via PayPal.
Some examples of patron benefits include early access, the full video library of old content, exclusive polls that will dictate the direction of our show, and merch.
Thank you for your support. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. So actually, speaking of Kamala Harris, I wanted to show this as well. There was a Twitter account that I believe they're left wing for sure.
Yeah, when I was scrolling through their timeline and everything, it sounds like they're a socialist because they did retweet a lot of socialist stuff and they follow a lot of socialist accounts.
Yeah. So this Twitter account, Comrade Smoothbrain is the name. I don't know if they'll probably make me they'll change it later, but that's what it is at this moment. Kamala Harris, a threat and warning will make you mad as fuck. And
it really did make people mad.
Yeah.
But it was a good breakdown of things that like her actual record, like things that she actually supported or she did while she was, her political career.
Right. So like, for example, she supported Trump escalating the war in Syria, to increase Trump's military budget. She voted for that. And apparently she did it twice. And then did you know Kamala Harris supported a law that forces schools to turn undocumented students over to ICE, separating them from their parents?
Like, sounds very progressive, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to kind of see all this.
Well, they tell you you can find the character of a person by seeing what they do when the spotlight isn't on them.
Yeah, and one of the actual interesting and funny things about all this too is that so one of the things that they also mentioned was she declined to prosecute Steven Mnuchin after his bank's fraudulent lending and foreclosure practices broke the law over 1,000 times and ruined the lives of thousands of homeowners. And then apparently Donald Trump and I think even Ivanka Trump or somewhere in the Trump family, I can't remember exactly who, but I'm pretty sure it's those two, that they actually donated to her campaign when she was, I think she was like running for, I can't remember exactly what office was, but they donated to one of her campaigns, which is pretty funny.
Well, I mean, weren't they all Democrats just, 5 years ago?
Yeah. 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 And then once he puts that R next to her name, he's a racist and a xenophobe and all that stuff. And then of course the one that we were just talking about spent years dealing black nonviolent cannabis users, protected serial child rapists by refusing to prosecute in the Catholic Church sex abuse scandal.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that one.
Yeah, that's just a handful of the ones that we're talking about. And then you try to go all the way down to this whole thread. And I'm going to make sure to put this in the show notes so people can see it for themselves. But you see some of the replies.
I have some of them here. They were saying things like, I don't care about any of that. And frankly, Biden could have tapped Lucifer himself to be VP and I would still vote for him over Trump.
Well, that's coming from people that, don't follow the religion anyway.
Yeah.
And then there was a bunch of comments saying, why are you posting this? Are you trying to get people to vote for Trump? Do you want more people to die? Like, I don't know why it went like from 0 to 100 that fast, but.
Well, it doesn't matter which side, people are going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all going to die eventually.
I mean, technically, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. I wasn't meaning that, but that is true. Sorry. Yeah, we're all going to die.
From the COVID? Yeah, we're all going to die from the COVID.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Yeah, like in that whole thread, too, maybe.
Oh, look, he's protecting himself.
Oh, hey, there you go.
No, I have to wear this at work.
Yeah, now you're not a real libertarian. You're wearing a mask. How dare you? that wasn't just saying, oh yeah, she's like you were saying, people were voting for Yang because he was Asian or whatever. This is kind of the same thing where, this person who, I guess they should be on her side or whatever, but they're like, no, look at some of the bad stuff that she's done. Of course, according to the progressive left, that this is what they consider some of the bad things, and then like she was saying with the replies were saying, well, why are you, why are you trying to make her look bad? What's wrong with you? You want Trump to be president again? And it's, I don't know. The whole thing is just like, can you at least acknowledge just a little bit, just acknowledge that? Yeah, she's not perfect. I mean, we're not saying that she's some perfect candidate or she's, you know, or whatever. That's not what they're trying to say. They're just trying to say that this is some of the bad things that she's done. And just take that into consideration if you are going to vote.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that you should take into consideration both the bad and the good of what everybody's done. I have this philosophy that a good person doesn't always make a good leader. And a good leader is not always a good person, most likely never a good person. Like, look at some of the best presidents we've ever had. Most of them were kind of shit people in their private lives.
Right. Mm, that's true. You know more about presidents than I do, but.
Yeah, as far as I know, I mean, what was it like? The one president that I can think of on top of my head was like Calvin Coolidge. And he was known as like, you know, not talking a whole lot and being silent. But when it came to, you know, getting the job done, you know.
But look at Kennedy. I know I'm about to lose a lot of followers now. Kennedy was actually a pretty good president. But he was an asshole in real life. He was kind of a bad person. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. He liked to party and, you know, I respect the shit out of that. You know, but he would start drama behind the scenes with different political figures of different countries, even like his wife backhanded the Queen of England, basically saying she was a boring person, stuff like that. You know, stuff back in those days that would have been considered like a huge, you know, insult. Nowadays, be like, he's a boring person. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. We're waiting for like the cuss word or something to come out.
Right. Oh, thank God, I'm not racist.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I'm just boring. Okay. Woo. I'm just boring. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But I mean, and then you had him, Theodore Roosevelt, who is my favorite. You know, I mean, he's a badass president. Did a lot of stuff. Stepped on a lot of little fucking people to do it, though. He believed that if you were weak, you didn't deserve to be in the world power game. He was very pro-militaristic, which I know I'm a bad libertarian saying that that's a good thing, but I mean he was pretty badass. Like, if you don't know a lot about Theodore Roosevelt, I suggest looking into him. Like, he used to challenge members of Congress and stuff to boxing matches.
Really?
Yeah. Great. Yeah. He would set up a ring in the middle of the fucking room and box them.
They do that
if he didn't like them.
They should do that now. That would be more.
Right?
Imagine.
Well, and the only reason he quit doing that was because apparently he challenged a person to box, not a member of Congress, but that person was a pretty big boxer and they fucked up his eye.
Oh.
And so he was just like, all right, I'm done.
That's like if Donald Trump was like doing the same thing, and then someone like said, "Yeah, I'll do it," and then we find out later he was like a UFC fighter.
Yeah, basically. Like
that. And they fucking whooped his ass or something like that.
He's like, "You, McGregor, I'm gonna whoop your ass." He's like, exactly. "Yeah, okay, let's go."
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I kind of tell him with Theodore Roosevelt. You know, he's definitely an interesting character, that's for sure. You know, you don't have to agree with everything that, you know, he was doing or whatever like that, but definitely a pretty interesting historical figure. I mean, pretty much all the presidents are, I think, some more interesting than others, but they're all, you know, pretty fascinating, kind of just looked into history and all that. And, you know, including some of the ones that are considered the worst, I guess you can say, like, I don't know, just the names themselves, like Millard Fillmore. I mean, could you imagine having a Millard Fillmore as president nowadays? Millard. Yeah, let's have President Millard Fillmore.
Millard.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at Martin Van Buren.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? I mean, he had the best mutton chops in the business, but
yeah. Oh man.
You know, him being president nowadays. Some old frail looking dude with like mutton chops bigger than his arms. No. People wouldn't vote for that.
Like if Larry Fine from the Three Stooges became president, someone that looked like that, that'd be kind of funny. But no, we'll just have the Apprentice television star as our president. Yeah, that's who we're.
Well, at. I mean, politics is just a popularity contest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the main reason that I hate politics so much nowadays is probably because of social media, not just because everybody, you know, puts out their opinions, but because politics have become, or politicians have become, like superstars, celebrities, rock stars, basically. So why would we be against an actual first, you know, a celebrity first becoming a president? A lot of people, whenever Trump first ran, were like, oh, but he's not a politician. He's a celebrity. He's a businessman, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, all of you are celebrities.
Yeah, they're definitely treated as them. Sure. You know, and that, you know, that's why like Kanye West is out there, you know, saying what he's going to say and running for president and all that stuff. And as far as I know, he is on the ballot on in the few states, like officially. So, you know,
I'll be riding in Yeezy.
Yeah. Could you imagine Kanye? I wouldn't be surprised at all if Kanye gets almost 1 million votes or even more than that. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Dude, I would love for him, the Electoral College just to let him in. And just like, eh, fuck it.
Yeah. I mean, we had Trump. What's the next step? Joe Biden? No, fuck that. Kanye West. Let's get in here. Come on.
Gold Digger was my shit. All right.
And you know what, though? It may not actually sound like a bad idea because, you know, I know a lot of people want to give them shit, but Kim Kardashian, like the Kardashians in general, you know, she actually talked to Donald Trump and said, hey, this person was in jail for wrong something or whatever, and he let him out.
Yeah.
Because of Kardashian speaking to him about that.
It was Didn't she try and make like a reality TV show out of all of this? Like she had some ulterior motive.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise. Yeah, like you were saying, it wouldn't surprise me if she.
Like, I remember reading somewhere that she did. Like she was gonna do a Netflix series of her trying to get people out, and it's like.
I mean, you could
I'm okay with that as long as she gets people.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, by all means, do it. I mean, especially if it brings to the front lines, you know, the conversation about justice reform, prison reform, stuff like that. I would be completely fine with that. But everybody's claiming that they want that right now. Mm-hmm. But then they're going to vote for a person that her main goal was to lock up as many people as possible, a lot of them even being innocent.
Yeah.
Like she withheld evidence until she was forced to of a man that was a murderer that never committed the murder.
Yeah.
She had evidence exonerating him and she withheld it. How is she not in jail?
Because she's a politician and she's a government employee. And
this is lock her up. This is lock her up 2020 version.
I can't wait for Trump to be like, if I was president, you'd be locked up. It's like, yeah, that didn't happen the first time.
I'm just waiting for that next like great debate moment between.
Although it's going to be on Zoom or something, right?
Could you imagine? Can you imagine? No. Okay, so if it's okay, if the debate
somebody hacks into it,
yeah, let's talk about that. The debates. So okay, the debates are on Zoom, right? If they're not going to happen in person, or if they are in person, like they're way spread out. So they're literally on opposites like end of the screen. Shouting at each other. Yeah. They're shouting at each other. It's just looking at like, you know, you're fat. And Joe Biden is, you know, or Donald Trump is like, yeah, but you can't even say a complete sentence. So what the hell? But anyway, if it was on Zoom, like, aren't there stories of Joe Biden where he's like, quote unquote, answering a fan question, but it's like a script. It's like some scripted or whatever. And it's so obvious.
Right.
So I don't know. I just can't imagine if that was going to be how the debates are, if they're doing it on Zoom or Skype, or whatever. I don't know.
This is how they'll be doing all debates.
You know, it'd be funny if they wore a mask like that, but they were also on Zoom.
That would be hilarious. You know, it'd be even better is if they put their face on their masks. So everyone knows who they are.
Oh yeah, like the bottom half of their face. Yeah. I don't wear a mask. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I just always look fabric-y. It's cool.
Yeah, and I don't know, but I'm just waiting for that really awesome debate moment because, I mean, the debate moment that everybody knows from 2016 Trump Hillary is, you know, well, yeah, because Hillary's like, well, I'm glad there's someone that, like, you know, with your temperament, that's not the president. And he's like, yeah, because you'd be in jail. I mean, perfect. Yeah. Like the perfect response.
So, oh, yeah. No. He's got the snark down. fucking great.
Yeah.
Biden has the word? He's fucking insane down pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
like, he'll say whatever because he doesn't know that he's saying something bad. Although I don't know, like, should we be feeling sorry for Joe Biden because he's probably got some sort of mental problem going on?
Well, he's definitely got dementia of some sort, which is why I want live debates between him and Trump.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I will watch those with a bucket of popcorn.
just get drunk and all that would be great, right?
Hell yeah. Do a shot every time Joe Biden says something fucking weird.
Anytime he fucks up a sentence, take a shot.
So then he dead.
I'd die of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. Or anytime Donald Trump says, like, you know, terrific or something, some random word, like terrific or fantastic. This is great. Shot.
My debates are fantastic. They're terrific. Everyone agrees.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm waiting for that.
I'm just afraid that they're going to, I don't know, somehow bypass the debates. I don't know if they're. Just they'll make up some excuse, something to do with COVID.
Well, as far as I know, there's the vice president debates are still scheduled.
Are they?
Yeah, as far as I know, they are. I think it's in October, and I believe it's in Salt Lake City.
I'm gonna look.
Because Kamala is super excited to debate Pence.
Yeah, but that's gonna be.
That's gonna be weird.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Pence isn't the most fun person to hear talk. I guess you can say, you know,
he's basically the Bob Dole.
Yeah, he's just. He's just your stereotypical, you know, yeah, we're going to get this country back on track.
He's like, you know, after this debate, people aren't going to remember what I look like.
Yeah.
You know, he's very forgettable. He's like Al Gore, Bob Dole, stuff like that.
Yeah, he is.
But then, you know, you got Trump, who's kind of like the Bill Clinton, you know, he's like the wild card, you know.
Well, I guess when Trump was probably picking the VP, he was probably thinking, I don't want someone to upstage me. What, are you crazy? I'm Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's an egomaniac.
Right.
So he couldn't have somebody that was interesting.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine like,
let me pick the most boring person possible.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he picked Pence.
So it looks like they're going to be holding the debate on October 7th in Salt Lake City, which is a really random place.
Yeah.
It's the home field advantage for Kamala because that's Salt Lake City's all Dem.
Yeah, which is hilarious because Utah is supposed to be like this, this Mormon, conservative Republican state or whatever, but Salt Lake City, yeah, like you said, it's just a bunch of Dems.
That's most of my major cities usually fall under the Democratic. Like, it's very rare to find a big city that doesn't have just Democrats everywhere.
Yeah, even here.
A lot of them are moving from California to Texas.
That's true. Like half of our neighbors are from California.
Yeah, and of course, hearing stories about all the a lot of celebrities moving from California to Texas. I mean, Joe Rogan's the big one.
Joe Rogan,
my studio from California to Austin or something like that.
Then there was Sidney Watson moved from D.C. to Texas, and then there also recently Blair White said she's moving from California to Texas.
Well. And a lot of the ones that are fleeing California because of the high, crime rate, high bills, high taxes, everything like that. They're going to vote all of those same fucking things in Texas and ruin Texas like everywhere else.
I guess we're going to have to move to Wyoming.
Yeah, I know. And that's the sad reality of it is that all the stuff that's happening in the state that I moved, I'm going to have the exact same thing happen here, even though. It's why I left in the first place.
Well, if you think about it, it's kind of like, I mean, I hate to use this. It's kind of like I'm a disease. It spreads and then kills its host and then goes to another host, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. That's a pretty good way of putting it. Going back to like the Joe Biden thing, and I'm pretty sure I've tweeted about this before, but it kind of has got me thinking, you know, Joe Biden with his obvious mental decline, and there's, and despite what their policies are or whatever, I'm just kind of talking about like mentally fit, like they're there,
Mm-hmm.
There were definitely better people that could have been the nominee, like Pete Buttigieg was someone that was considered the nominee for a while that he could be the candidate or whatever, or the nominee. I don't know. I keep confusing candidate and nominee. But yeah, a lot of people are saying that Pete Buttigieg could have been the nominee. You know, Tulsi Gabbard, I mean, she really didn't have a chance, but she definitely was liked by a lot of people in terms of, you know, like the progressive and even some libertarians were saying, oh, I would vote for her if she, you know, she was, you know, whatever. But yeah, there were a lot of other people that were definitely more fit mentally. And so I was just thinking, well, does that say more about like the voters who vote Democrat? They still want Joe Biden because he's just that remnant of Obama, and you know, a lot of that Democrats love Obama. Or does it say it's just about the party itself? Because you know, we say all this stuff like we want a such and such person to look like this to be our nominee. We want a black, white, or not black, white, whatever.
A black, white.
But you know what I mean, like
Obama.
Yeah, a black white. You know, like an Obama or something like that. But no, we're still going to nominate some old rich white guy and Joe Biden to be our nominee.
Well, I think Biden is more of a nostalgia kind of thing for them. I mean, he, like you said, he is the remnant of the Obama era. And yeah. Jesus fucking Christ, they can't shut the fuck up about the Obama era.
Yeah, you and know? Anytime you mention something negative about that era, they're like, yeah, well, you know, still better than Bush. And I'm like, yeah, Bush was pretty bad. Let me tell you some stuff about Bush. And they're like, oh, so you like Trump or what's going on here? And you're just like, I didn't mention Trump at all during this whole thing. Like,
It's like, you know, it is possible to hate both sides.
Yeah. Yeah, it is possible. But apparently for some people's minds, it just makes their heads explode. Like, wait, you hate the Republicans too? What are you, crazy?
Yeah. Well, it's one of those, if you're not with us, you're against us. Mm-hmm. So you have to be them.
That sounds like what W said back in the day. If you're not with us, you're with the terrorists.
Basically. Oh, no. Oh, I can actually do a perfect Bush impersonation.
Oh, here we go.
All right. Let me take off my hat. Now, the American people, if you are not with us, you're a terrorist. And I will, with my daddy's permission, declare war on you.
Oh my gosh, that was pretty good.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Oh, I can do Clinton too.
Oh my god.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, but I am wearing her underwear.
Now you can only, if you only do Obama, then we really be going there.
Oh, I never actually learned to do Obama, but I can try. You did not build that. I built everything.
See, I can.
It's starting to sound like a Southern guy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I have a Southern accent that I cover. I've got that Oklahoman accent.
Mm.
What's an Oklahoman accent?
So it's the same as a Texas accent.
Oh.
Pretty much the exact same.
But it's Oklahoman, not Texan. You can't say we're a Texan accent.
I mean, that's like saying it ain't a Texan accent. I'm not from Texas. I mean, but that's like saying there are people that think all Southern accents are the same. But then you got like Floridian accents, which are completely different than Oklahoman or Texas. You've got Tennessee accents, which are kind of like a lighter Floridian. And then you've got that old stereotype, like, really, I don't, kind of accent, which is more of a Georgia, Alabama.
Yeah. I just remember when I was moving to Texas, because we're both transplants. We're not real Texans.
Oh, I thought you were saying we're both trans people.
I was going to say, I'm like, the plot thickens.
Well, yeah. That would explain the fertility issues then, right? No, I'm just kidding. But when I was moving here, I had to drive through, I think it was Arkansas, and the accent was so prominent. It sounded like a cartoon to me. I was like, people really sound like this?
I think it's funny whenever you're watching one of those TV shows and they have a Southern person on it, and then they have to subtitle everything that they say. I'm like, how can people not understand this? I get all of it.
I guess it's kind of the same with like, you know, when you hear like a Scottish accent or an Irish accent.
Oh my gosh, I can't understand that at all. Like when people,
Dank.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I watched some of his videos and I'm like, I have no idea what he said. Can you tell me?
You know, what he said? Don't get all the way there. You know, just go back up, right? Something like that.
Yeah, and then I was watching his wife Sue's channel because they're going through IVF and. I wanted to see like their experience and I couldn't understand her either. I'm like, I think I need subtitles for their videos or something.
Oh, you know, it's funny though. I wonder if she feels the same way when she's listening to like an American or something, like a Southern accent, for example. She's probably what?
I mean, the other only things that I could think of would be either really, really Northern or really, really Southern. Cause like you get those super North accents and you're like, all right, you're talking too fast and I have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah. Even though we're all speaking English.
So. Well, a lot of people in England are like, no, they speak American.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still it's better English.
Yeah, it's funny too. Whenever I see like British comedians, whenever they do their stereotypical American accent, it's always a Southern accent. Always.
Oh yeah, always. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, not everybody here speaks like that. I mean, a lot of us do, but not most.
Yeah, like they never heard someone come from Boston or from New York or something like that. You know, like
or they do the Californian accent. That one's kind of like the Valley.
It's like, whoa, bro, like
surfer dude.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I dated a girl from Massachusetts, and she would just say words wrong. That's just. She wasn't from Boston. She was like an hour outside of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And like she would say things like a dresser drawer. She would call a draw. Hmm. And I'm like, we're not artists here.
Like a drawer, basically. Like he was like a drawer. Yeah.
I have never heard that before.
You know, the first time I've ever heard that, it'd be like, boy, change your drawers. You know, talking about underwear.
Oh, draws. Oh, okay.
Well, that kind of reminds me of how people from New Jersey say water as water. Water?
Yeah, there's no R between the A and the T.
Well, it's like in the South, you'll get some people that'll say wash.
Mm.
For
that is
wash the dishes. Wash the dishes. And I'm like, there's no R there, Grandma.
That is interesting how they do that, right?
Yeah.
Well, my grandparents, they call shopping carts buggies.
Hmm.
And we're like, go get me a buggy. No, I'll get you a shopping cart though.
Like, there's a sign too, like legit sign that says the buggies are right here. Like, I see, he told you they're called buggies.
Yeah. Well, and I spent a long time in Colorado, which is why I cover my accent.
Hmm.
I kind of grew up in Colorado too, but I still have a Pennsylvanian accent, I think.
Oh, what part of Colorado?
Colorado Springs.
Oh, I was homeless out there for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm near Acacia Park.
You know what's funny? When I visited there last, there was a lot of homeless people there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this was like 10 some odd years ago, so there was a lot of homeless people then, too. So
Maybe I just didn't notice it because I was a kid back then. Yeah.
Well, did you go around Tejon Street, Acacia Park, stuff like that during the day?
I'm not sure. I grew up there when I was like, you know, in middle school, elementary school. So I don't remember any of the names of anything.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I was from 18 and 19. Mm. So. Okay.
So, yeah, I visited there a couple times because my parents still live there right now. But I still don't really know the names of anything.
Yeah, I'm from Aurora and Denver areas. So. Well, and after the whole Aurora shooting happened, everyone was like, did you know the shooter?
Like, you're supposed to know.
Or, do you know how big Aurora is?
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge city. And also, he wasn't from Aurora originally. He was from, like, fucking Nebraska or some shit. Fucking know everybody in Aurora.
That's like how the El Paso shooter from the other year was actually from around where we live now, which is like creepy because that means we could have crossed paths.
Yeah, so they literally traveled from like the DFW area all the way to El Paso to do this. And it's just like, man, that's sick
commitment.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the Vegas shooter. That was some commitment. He traveled a long way.
Yeah. Funny how we never got really an ending to what they ended up finding about
what
that.
Happened there. And
we better not get too into that, or we're all going to commit suicide before the stream's over.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
We did want to talk about the post office a little bit because that, for some reason, is a big topic now. Everybody really loves the post office, apparently.
Well, now they do.
I didn't know that, you know? I didn't know. Just wait until people start coming out after the DMV. Then people will be in love with the DMV.
Oh, God. I hope they get rid of the DMV.
Yeah. So this one article here is kind of interesting about that. And it says, Trump opposes Postal Service funding, but says he'd sign bill including it. So I guess he says one thing, but then his actions will speak, you know, louder. Well,
chances are it's kind of like with the whole stimulus or whatever that they were doing, how they were holding it hostage unless they could get some of the shit they wanted in it too.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's basic. Probably the same thing, just reverse parties.
Right.
Yeah. And in that article, I read it beforehand. They were talking about how, well, you know, the only reason that Trump doesn't want to give more funding to the post office is because he doesn't want mail-in voting to happen in November.
Yeah.
Which I can kind of see that point, because he's been in several interviews talking about how he doesn't like mail-in voting, just because he believes that it's very easy to, commit voter fraud.
I mean, and look at how the Postal Service operates. Mail-in voting, it's really easy to lose votes as well, you know?
Yeah, and you also have a chance of, you know, losing mail just in general, you know?
It's like 3 years later, we're still counting the fucking votes.
Right, yeah, I know.
Can you imagine, like, on election night or whatever, when they tally up when they're showing the Electoral College, mm-hmm. and they're like, well, we lost a lot of mail from some state or whatever, so we're going to have to like postpone it until later.
Oh, God. Not again.
Yeah, like the Chad thing back in 2000. Oof.
I mean, every time they're like, oh, no, we need to do a recount. Okay, we'll wait like a week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the whole, you know, and there's people too that are saying that there's no evidence to suggest that voter fraud happens or whatever. And it's just like, there's articles.
Dead people voting.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing. I'm just thinking, how can you just say that with a straight face? Like, there's no evidence for a vote. What are you, crazy? Are you stupid?
Well, there's no evidence unless the other side's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always that. And that's the thing that really kind of annoys the shit out of me whenever I hear like the corporate press talking about something or whatever. You know, and it's just like, oh, if the Democrats doing it, they'll try and tweak it to make it not too bad. It's like, it's bad, but it's not, you know, it's okay. But if
usually they go pretty all out on it, though. Like, they get caught, and it's like, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like 10,000 people that are dead.
Yeah.
Somehow voting for Hillary.
Right.
I guess,
that was just Hillary's base of zombies, I guess.
Well, I mean, if nothing else, at least Hillary can always say that she managed to fail an election that was rigged in her favor.
That would be pretty sad.
That is like the saddest part about it.
Yeah. And so, yeah, with that whole thing too, they had to blame the Russians, and then Russiagate happened, and then Ukraine gate and all this bullshit.
So, you know, if Donald Trump wins again and they still do like mail-in voting or whatever, mm-hmm. I wonder what they're going to come up with after that.
It'll be the Chinese.
Probably, yeah.
It'll be.
It's funny too, yeah, with that. Like, Trump has been, and I don't know if it's just he's trying to prove he's not some, you know, Russian puppet. I don't know. But he's been pretty hawkish on Russia, you know. So I don't know. I guess he's not being aggressive enough. What needs to happen is full on war. That's when we'll be like, okay, you're not a real Russian puppet. Okay, we get it. You actually want to kill Russians. We get it.
Well, either that, or they'll be like, okay. So you're gonna put us in a losing war with Russia. That's how in bed with Russia you are, huh?
Yeah. They would do that, wouldn't they? That'd be funny.
Even though Hillary was like, I'm gonna go to war with Russia. And Bill was like, only because of that stupid reset button. They should have just accepted it.
They wouldn't do that.
There's no way to frame it in a way that he's not a Russian puppet in their mind.
So. There really isn't at this point, short of him assassinating the Russian president.
Yeah.
There's no way.
With like video evidence, like him actually doing it. Like,
I wonder if pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
Sending people.
Like, see, I hate Putin. I just killed the guy. I mean, come on. Like, what else do you need? Not good enough.
He's like, this is the best pistol. It is the greatest. Putin, look.
Yeah.
See, everyone, I did it. But then we'll have a big fucking Franz Ferdinand kind of World War III situation from that.
Yeah. It'll be a weird beginning to World War III. But yeah, anyway, I was going to mention about the post office thing. I feel like it's weird that now it's like a position now that you have to stand with the post office. Because even like some people in my real life have been sending me things saying like, do you stand with the post office? And I'm like, I don't know what I'm just not going to answer you. Like, I don't know what to say.
I stand with FedEx, bitches.
That's what I should send back. I stand with FedEx.
Yeah, FedEx, UPS. I mean, Amazon too. They'll ship stuff on Sunday, not the USPS. They won't ship stuff on Sunday. Oh, and they're only open what did someone tweet out? That they're only open from like 10 to 2 or something like that.
Yeah, during work hours.
Fuck with them and be like, hey, no, but I do support something that's federal, the Federal Express.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be funny if you did do that. Yeah.
And, well, some people were saying that I should be in support of USPS because then if they go down, then a lot of small businesses are going to fail because mm-hmm. they use USPS.
Most businesses use UPS.
Oh, well, then I guess that takes away that argument.
Yeah,
I mean, they use USPS for small things, but for most packaging, you're going to find better prices and more reliability with UPS or FedEx. But yeah, like if you think about it, because you said that most small businesses, whenever you order anything off of Amazon from a small business, what does it arrive in? Does it arrive United States Postal Service ever?
Hardly ever.
Exactly. Like the smallest amount. Mm-hmm. If the U.S. Postal Service falls, I don't see much happening against it. Now, with that being said, yeah, it'll kind of suck. I do believe that we need some sort of free kind of or low priced mailing system because of just the sheer number of mail that gets sent out by the government or whatever. Like, could you imagine trying to send like a little tiny letter to a friend in prison and you have to use UPS?
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird.
It would be more of a convenience thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there would be no major ramifications that I could see. I mean, I could be wrong though. I could be completely wrong. So.
Well, I've also heard too about the United States Postal Service every fiscal year has been losing money or something like that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So they have been.
With all this money loss or whatever, if they're funding it or whatever, then where's all that money going?
Well, we all know where it's going. It definitely ain't going into upgrading their services.
It's going to that F-35 they're shipping over to Saudi Arabia or something like that. Mm-hmm,
pretty much. It's going to farming equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but that's kind of like on the state level here in Oklahoma, we were supposed to receive a bunch of money for our schools and roads from the lottery. And none of it's ever been used for schools and roads. Hmm. So we had them, the news poking around and they were like, so where's the money going? And they were basically hassled into quitting the story.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, that just shows you how efficient government is with spending money. They can't even fix what they're supposed to fix.
Yeah.
And they're doing it on purpose.
They're pocketing it.
Yeah, it's.
We had the worst governor. She's gone now, and now the new governor we have. Oh, actually, you guys would probably know the governor that we used to have, Mary Fallon. She was trying to get a job with Donald Trump, and Trump was just like, "Nah."
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, she was still the governor, and was like, "Later, losers. I'm going to Trump." And she like did this big speech about how we don't appreciate her kind of shit, and then she goes to Trump, and Trump's like, no.
Wow. That's sad. That's
pretty sad. Yeah.
It was like, ah, bitch.
Wow. That is pretty bad. Like, she'll literally leave her job with a job that she's thinking she's going to get. And it's like, okay.
Well, she's like the equivalent of that coworker that thinks he's going to get a promotion, but actually doesn't do shit in reality.
Mm.
And then whenever he gets passed over for the promotion, he's like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and kind of going with back to the roads thing, whatever. There, you know, obviously everyone can go back to that example of Domino's filling up potholes.
Yeah,
you know,
which I agree with 100%.
Yeah, I mean, especially if they're only going to do it within a certain radius of, you know, where that store is at, then fine, you know, because they're obviously just worried about people going to their business. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of what it would be, right? Domino's worried, right. We need as many customers as possible. We want people to come over to our store. Well, we got to fix these potholes because obviously flat tires ain't going to cut it. So we got to do something about this. But the government, you know, like you were saying, oh, what all this money? We're going to get all this money for schools and the roads and all that. And yet the roads still look like crap and the schools are still – I don't know what's going on with that, but for sure the roads aren't looking too great for the most part.
Well, with the schools, let me just kind of give you an example of how bad they're doing.
Oh,
2 years ago, our teachers went on strike. And this has been like 10 years we've had the lottery, 9 years, something like that. 2 years ago, the teachers had to go on strike because of budget cuts in the schools. They went on strike for higher pay, more funding for the schools, and stuff like that. We have a saying in Oklahoma. People become teachers here so that they can move elsewhere. Because our education is really low on the totem pole with the local government.
Huh. And yet they get all that money for the schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then now... You're kind of like they were saying with that news report, you know, trying to be like, where's the money going? And then they were basically forced to basically stop that report. That kind of just basically tells you that something fishy is going on.
Yep.
If people
No, we all know something fishy is going on.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, for some people who maybe don't have their
right,
you know, they don't have
there are those people.
Yeah, they have their blinders. They're going, what? Like they were talking about it for days, and now they stopped talking about it. What happened? Like what? You know? Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. Our state government here, they don't really even hide much that they're corrupt as hell. Like they lost something like $6 million once. They just lost it.
$6 million.
Lost $6 million.
It's like that one story. I think it was there's that like conspiracy theory about why like 9/11 or one of the reasons 9/11 happened. I'm not saying I believe it, but I'm just saying that's like a conspiracy theory, but I think it was like the Pentagon or something like that. They said they lost like
all the documents.
Yeah. They lost that. And they lost like a ton of like money, like billions.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. And then, and I think that came out like the 10th or something like September 10th or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then of course the next day, 9/11 happened. They're just like,
that would have taken a little more planning than one day.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that the thing that came out on that day, but who knows when they knew about it, when they were planning on like, oh, let's not have anyone talk about it because like the next day, then 9/11 happened. That was like the biggest story that, you know, that happened or whatever. But like 9/10, holy shit, the Pentagon lost all this money, all these documents. What? What's going on there?
Yeah.
And now no one even knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
Right.
So
imagine if the government spent as many resources and manpower on actually governing properly as they do at covering shit up that they mess up.
Yeah, I know. They're A+ on that. They're A+ on covering all their scandals up and all that, right?
Like, if only they could just, I don't know, instead of spending everything to cover stuff up, actually running it efficiently, we'd be cheddar. Everything would be good.
Yeah.
Seems like the nature of government, though, is always turns into, like, you know, covering up their own stuff or, like, only, I don't know, maybe it's just human nature to
turn into that. Yeah, and also, too, that, you know, they talk about all the corporations, they do all this shady shit, too. The difference with that is that people will talk shit about what the so-and-so corporation is doing, like Google, for example, or what Twitter is doing or whatever. They're like, oh my God, why are you doing all this shit? What's going on? But with the government, they'll get away with it and they'll continue to do it forever.
Oh yeah. Yep. Well, that's because the government, they can just make laws.
Right.
The corporation can only make laws within the corporation. You know, the government, for now.
Right. Well, also too, the corporation has to work within what the government confines. So it's not almost like they're working together.
Right. Yep. Sometimes they work against each other.
Right.
But the government, if something's illegal that they want legal, they'll just slip it in a bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why whenever you see like the government spending bills or whatever, and then all this random shit's in there. And just like, why is this in there? It doesn't make any sense. What's the point of that? Like the National Defense Authorization Act, whatever. Then there's all this other stuff that has nothing to do with defense. It's like, well, what's
right. Well, one of my favorite things is that whenever they like pass the stimulus for everybody, which
right
was our money in the fucking first place. So I don't get why everyone's patting them on the fucking back for it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It's like, thank you for giving me what I gave you.
Right. But you know, Ben, I'm sure, I don't know if you're going to mention this, but one of the things that was in that was, didn't they give themselves a raise?
That's exactly it. They gave themselves a raise. It was something like $36 million across the board or something like that. It's like, you stupid sons of bitches.
Yeah.
We're all having to go without by your own fucking, you know, admission. You're like, oh, everybody just go without for a little while. Here's fucking, you know, some chump change, bitches. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, you're going to give yourself a raise that equates to way more than you just gave us.
Yeah, and there's only, what, like 530-some representatives. And then there's senators, only 100 of them. So there's not that many politicians in that whole room, whatever. But there's hundreds of millions of people in America that you got to worry about, but we're only worth $1,200. Whew, thank God. Oh man, they're going to be happy with that.
I still deserve the raise.
Yeah. You'll be fine for a week or two. Like if you lived in New York, $1,200, that probably lasts what, like 3 days.
That'll buy you like 4 packs of ramen in New York.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that, like people think that it's a stereotype, but the last time when we went to New York last year, I remember we sat down, we were like waiting for our Airbnb to open and we got a coffee and like a cupcake or something like that. And we spent like $15.
Yeah,
like,
this is ridiculous. It was crazy. Yeah.
Oh, when I was homeless, I went to New York for a little while. I hitchhiked across country, by the way. I don't know if you guys know that. I went to New York and it was funny because I was hanging outside of the bus station and I was looking for Snipes because I'm a smoker. And I didn't have any cigarettes or money. I literally had like 38 cents in my pocket. And there was a dude out front selling weed. And he was like, I got these bags, man. What you need? And I'm like, oh, man, I only have change. And he's like, oh, shit, how much you got? I'm like 38 cents. And he's like, hey, get the fuck out of here. It turns out change in New York is anything under 100.
Oh,
wow.
Well, in that case, I don't think we'd ever have any change.
Yeah, we shot all up basically.
Yeah, and that was the first time that I realized, oh, money's different. You know, yeah,
especially depending on the location, because you know, like we're saying, just getting a coffee and a cupcake, $15, really—that's crazy. You know, but here it's not that much. It's probably like, $8-$9. I guess it depends on where you're going to. So maybe there's cheaper places in the area.
I said I go to my kitchen.
Oh yeah, right, yeah. Kitchen, yeah. I'll just make it. I'll just make it myself for free, basically. Just buy the ingredients and we're good to go.
Well, I don't, like in regards to like differences in how much money goes, I guess that's why they were calling for a what was it? Like a $32 minimum wage in New York. There was a couple articles saying
would completely screw over the businesses.
That would, yeah, the small businesses wouldn't last. Like that's, you know, I don't give a fuck. Price of living raises. I get it. Yeah. The price of living is going to raise whether we raise that or not, but small businesses won't be able to fucking thrive. It'll only be the large corporations.
Yeah.
And these are the people that are against large corporations wanting to vote this shit in.
Yeah. That's why I'm just like, sometimes I feel like I'm going crazy because you can say that, but then they will make up some sort of reason why that's not true, even though
Even Hitler had justifications for what he did.
Oh, how dare you?
Everybody's going to justify what they do. Nobody wants to be the bad guy.
Hmm.
Like whenever a girl breaks up with you, it's not you, it's me. You know, they don't want you mad at them. Yeah, they're doing a fucking stupid thing and it's bad and everything like that, but they're going to justify it to themselves first.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, we have our reasons for doing this. We promise it's going to be good for you. We promise.
Right. They're like, just think about the long run. We'll all come out better.
Yeah, like, okay.
Sounds like COVID.
Right, yeah. Like, just think of it this way. Just like a simple, you know, math. I mean, it's really simple math. Like if you have three employees for an hour, you have to, okay, I'm losing $90 an hour because I have to pay each of them $30 an hour and I have three employees. That's $90 right there. I have to make up that difference within the hour. And right. Not only that, I got to pay if I'm like renting a property or whatever, I got to pay that. And that's I got to pay for, I got to buy materials for my business or whatever. So I got to make up that. Not only do I have to wake up the difference for the employees, but I got to make up the property rent that the materials I'm getting. So if I don't make that up within a month, I'm already screwed in that first month. Who knows how long I'm going to last after that. And you're right. Like the corporations would totally be like, what, $30 now? That's nothing. We got this. We can afford that.
We'll just raise our prices a little bit. It doesn't matter.
Right, exactly. And that's another thing too that the small business is going to have to do. Like especially if you sell food or whatever, you have to because you want to. Because look, and I know I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I know it's an evil word to some people, but what's the main reason why you have a business? You want to make money. You want to make a profit. That's the whole reason why you're in a business. So you want to make that money. And you know, if you're giving more people an hour than what it was before, then you got to, okay, now I got to think of, oh shit, I can't afford selling this anymore. I can't afford selling rye bread like I used to. Now I can only afford white and wheat bread or whatever. Instead of, I was able to afford these types of breads, now I can only afford to sell this. So, well, and I'm not no economist. I just thought of that up right now. I'm not trying to act like I'm smart or anything. I just thought that up. And that's like, oh, if I was a businessman, that's what I'd be thinking about, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, in the small businesses, they're going to have to raise their prices as well. But the problem, the big difference between the small business and the big business with raising their prices is the small business has to wait for everyone to be able to afford the new raise.
Right.
The big business, big corporations, they don't care. They've got money to burn. Plus, they've got stores in all these other states that don't have a price raise. So they're good. The small business will go out under because they can't compete at that point.
Right. And unless you're living in some small town and you're basically the only store, then I guess you can afford it. But still, that's still going to be kind of a burden on as well, you know?
Yeah. I mean, until everything balances out, the people that are going to get hit the hardest will be the people that are working minimum wage currently because, okay, well, before this enacted, this was my paycheck. I was getting paid, I don't know, New York, what, like $17 an hour, and now everything has jumped up to the price of me getting paid $32 an hour.
Right.
So I have to go without. So I can't buy from this small business that I normally do because they had to jack their prices to afford their employment. But Walmart still hasn't raised their prices just yet. So I can still afford stuff from them. I mean, you're forcing people to go into the arms of the big corporation that are like, oh yeah, we raised a little bit, but not too much. Come on. And then once you start getting, steadily paid that $32 an hour, this guy's already closed down, but Walmart, they raised their prices to match it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Kind of speaking of that, since we were talking about the stimulus bill earlier, with all the pandemic stuff happening, that kind of did happen with the corporations kind of gaining more wealth because they were the only ones allowed to be open during the lockdowns.
A lot of small businesses closed.
And like Walmart and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, didn't their business stimulus that was supposed to go to keeping small business open, didn't the majority of that go to big corporations that would be okay anyway?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Or like state sponsored stuff, like that one orchestra. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
They ended up not even paying the employees. They fired all the employees and then they kept the money for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if one of us did that, like if we had a business and we did that, we'd be fucking, massacred. We hung from our fucking ankles. Like, what? I can't believe you're doing this to us. But a government, they'll forget about it because there's so many other bills we're going to be passing. And, Trump tweeted something. We'll talk about that for 24 hours.
Right, pretty much. He's like, we'll just cause some new controversy in like a week. No one will remember this.
Right. Exactly.
Speaking of not remembering things, let's talk about some very obscure news.
Yeah. So this one's actually kind of goes more towards like local politics, and it's actually kind of interesting. So 19-year-old candidate leading in local Kansas race admits to revenge porn and blackmail.
So there's like a backstory to this. So apparently there's a 19-year-old who is running, what is it, for state representative?
I believe so, yeah.
And he's apparently beating the guy who normally like serves as the representative by, what was it, 5 votes?
Yeah, so he's a community college student and dishwasher. His name is Aaron Coleman.
And he holds, like, that they just threw the dishwasher in.
Yeah, he's just a dishwasher.
They have to make sure that you know that he's just a dishwasher.
He's just some lowly guy. Nobody
cares.
He's
a community college student in a Kenmore appliance.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And he holds a 5-vote lead over a 7-term state representative, Stan Fraunfelter. That's a great name, Fraunfelter. And he's leading 807 votes to Fraunfelter's 802. And so, you know, to kind of like bring him down and let people know, hey, we don't want this 19-year-old. He's not fit to run, you know, be a representative or whatever. So he drew criticism for sharing on social media that he would laugh and giggle if a former GOP state lawmaker died from the coronavirus. He also acknowledged allegations that he engaged in bullying online, blackmail, and spreading revenge porn, targeting several middle school girls when he was also a minor.
So this was when he was in middle school, though. It's like, how far back are we going to go?
Yeah, now? I mean, he was being a dumbass in the.
Well, I mean, kids are all dumbasses, but I mean, statute of limitations, I don't think, is a thing for that crime.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's not a good thing to do, but yeah, I mean, it's not. I mean, it wasn't like he was like some 30-year-old person doing that.
Right. It's different. Not. I mean, it's still creepy, and right. It's still yeah. quite frequently. I mean, it's illegal.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. they were middle school age girls just like him. So, I mean, he could still be charged for distribution of child pornography.
Yeah.
So this would be interesting because I feel like this stuff wouldn't have been news at all if he decided or if he wasn't winning, you know.
Well, I mean, he's 19 and he's kind of a douchebag from what I heard of him. Mm-hmm. His joke of, oh, it'd be funny if they died from corona.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, but 19-year-olds are kind of mentally in that kind of area anyway. I know I was.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't in the I'm going to post revenge porn mindset, but, you know.
Yeah.
I was actually kind of a communist back then. So.
Uh-oh.
Hey, it's a good redemption story. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
So the guy that he's running against, Fraunfelter, says that he has not previously faced a contested primary. In 5 of his 7 previous elections, he faced no opponents. He was just
running. That's how AOC won her district.
Basically,
because
yeah.
before the other person had had no opponents.
Yeah. And so Fraunfelter blamed the tight race on voter turnout, saying that young people came out to support Coleman while his older supporters did not vote. Yeah, maybe they were sick or something. They weren't healthy enough to go out there and vote. I don't know.
Probably because they were all super old.
Maybe they're all in the retirement home.
That, yeah.
And they just weren't allowed to go out.
There you go.
Good point.
Yeah. That is a good point.
Like, no, Gladys, you can't go out. There's a coronavirus.
I got to vote for that 7-term guy, though. Come on.
No, eat your pudding.
Like 19-year-old as a representative of that local Kansas town.
I'm just surprised that you can run for representative when you're 19.
You can. You can run for a lot of local government positions when you're 19. In fact, Jello Biafra, if you know who that is, of the band The Dead Kennedys, actually ran for a local government position and almost won in his state of California, I believe he was in. It was like a mayor of a town or something.
Hmm. Wow. 19-year-old mayor.
I mean, there's some towns that have like cats as a mayor. Oh, so.
Yeah, there was the dog mayor that passed away.
Right.
Yeah. I'd rather have a dog or a cat as a mayor.
But I mean, someone's still pulling the strings.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, cat. True. So meow if you're for the bill.
Meow.
Cat just looks at you.
It's like, what? Just give me my food, bitch. Come on.
Fuck you.
Yeah, right. Oh my God, I spoke English. Holy shit, how'd I do this? Yeah, so speaking of animals, we have another weird news story. And this
one. Oh, this one I just saw. And I was going to post about it on Twitter, but I was like, maybe we should just talk about it because it's just ridiculous.
All right. So this is in the BBC. And it says Australia surfer saves wife by punching shark.
Oh, I thought
you guys love punching animals.
Yeah.
Have you seen the kangaroo video?
Yeah. I saw that one. That was a couple years ago. But I guess now. I don't think so.
It was in Australia, so maybe could have been.
So there was a shark attack and it was attacking his wife and it released its grip after he punched it in the head.
They usually say if you're being attacked by a shark, punch it in the nose because that's where it's all of its senses are.
It must be where it was trying to do it at.
Guess I'll use that next time I get a shark.
next time a shark is biting my leg, I'm like, punch it in the head. Wouldn't that be funny if that was like your last thought? Before you die or get killed by the sharks, like, oh, I should have punched in the neck or in the nose. Fuck, I don't know why.
My thing is, don't sharks kind of thrash about at that point?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to.
You just keep missing every punch.
Kind of like, doesn't it kind of go like that or something like that? Like,
yeah,
you know, like an alligator, they'll start spinning around and all,
and they'll pull you under and drown you.
Oh man, that sounds terrible.
Speaking of that, this is the one I thought that you were going to pull up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That one.
Sorry.
Yeah, that one is. Yeah.
Okay. So this one is in the Daily Mail. And it's a bison knocks a woman unconscious, drags her across a road, and rips off her pants after she crept up to a calf to take photos.
Hashtag me too.
That's what you should say. Hashtag me too. There you go. Perfect.
She was protecting her buffalo calf. So she had to.
Well, I mean, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, but Jesus.
I know. I was like, this headline is really extreme.
It's just stupid though that someone like, okay, so this person's saying a motorbike passenger was charged. So think about it logically. You're going to be approaching some bison because you want to take a picture with it.
Aren't they wild animals?
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to take a selfie. This is going to be great for my Instagram. It's going to be awesome. But the bison, the other ideas, the bison wanted has its own Instagram account and wanted to show, see, I got another victim. They go perfect.
He was hoping to be on when animals attack. She was. Well, we have bison out here and you learn, don't go near them. Yeah. Like if they're coming near you, stay, don't move. Don't be threatening. If they're charging at you, okay, run.
Oh, like, so get out of the way. You can outrun a bison.
No. You're not going to outrun it, but you can try and, you know, dodge it.
like maybe if you have like a red scarf or like a red carpet or something, you go, whoa. Yeah, yeah. Isn't like when they say like with a grizzly bear or something, they tell you to like play dead or something like that. I can't remember.
Didn't it just come out that park wildlife officials are saying, push over your friends or something?
Yeah, I saw that. They said that instead of running away, do run away instead of pushing your friends first.
So push your friend first and then you can start.
Basically sacrifice your friend.
Oh my God.
Because you know the last thought they'll have when they're being mauled is, I hate that motherfucker.
I'm going to haunt that motherfucker forever. Oh, you better watch out. His nightmare is going to be terrible.
Like that is recent news. That just came out like what, 2 days ago?
Yeah. I just remember seeing the headline like.
That is fucked up.
Is this real?
That is really
crazy. There's no way. They're just, I mean, I get the whole, you know, save yourself before you save others, but shit, can't you be charged with a crime on that one?
Because there's going to be no witnesses.
I mean, there's been no witnesses for crimes before and they've caught them.
That's true. But how do you prove that you didn't just run away faster than your friend?
You know, what you can do is you look for the bear's, you know, poop. And then you go in there, you start digging there and you go, oh, see, there's some human in here. Yeah. So,
And there's hair from the guy that said that he got away. It must have fallen off in a scuffle.
There you go. Or if the guy that pushed him and survived, if he really wanted to sound cool, he's like, no, I just beat the shit. I was like fighting the bear and we're both fighting the bear. Actually, I survived. I fucking clocked him, knocked him out. But it was after my friend already got killed. Yeah, but my friend had already got killed. So I was like, oh, yeah? Well, God, right in the face. And then the Bears went, dropped.
I mean, there was a dude that he beat the shit out of. He was a bird watcher. And he killed a bear with a fucking little, like, not binocular.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name of it.
A telescope, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can look up an article on it. It really happened. This dude, I guess the bear bit the telescope and sharpened it.
Oh, wow.
By biting it, and he stabbed it and just punched it through the bear's eye socket.
Oh,
damn.
For a minute, I thought you were going to say that he killed a bear with his bare hands.
I mean, no, then he would be Russian.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. They start riding it and everything like that.
But like that bird watcher was kind of beast mode, if you think about it on that, because he stabbed the bear in the eye, but not only, he stayed close enough to the bear to hammer that fucking thing into its brain.
Jeez.
Well, I hope I never have to
Go ever out in the woods. Just don't go out in the woods ever. Stay within the confines of your car. You know, drive
a bear can destroy your car too.
Just go real fast. Try and go real fast away from them, I guess. I don't know.
Well, for
bear. Or just reverse.
There you go. Yeah. Then the bear, now my picture, it makes me laugh. The you reverse and the bear gets hit and it goes.
What is wrong with you? Okay.
That's a terrible thought. I'm sorry.
This is getting into a weird topic.
This is a good way to end the show.
About killing animals?
Yeah.
Kill animals?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think that's probably a good end to the show.
Welcome to the South. We hunt here.
With our car.
That's a good name for the episode. We hunt here with our car.
Yeah, there you go.
But anyway, so we'll go ahead and end it there. Thank you so much for coming on. It was a lot of fun and kind of shooting the shit. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to have you on again sometime.
Look forward to it.
Just, let us know and, you know, maybe it'll take us, you know, a while to get you on, but we'll definitely get that set up and all that.
What, our technical difficulties?
Yeah. Our technical difficulties are always fun. Oh, really?
Uh-oh. Yeah. I got to go get my cat. She's about to knock over the water. Stop it.
All right, guys. We'll see you later. Have a good one, everyone.